This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It's not just small businesses grappling with how to reopen. A lot of graduating high school seniors are wondering what college is going to look like come fall and whether, like so much else these days, their first classes will happen online. That uncertainty and the state of the economy have some recent grads rethinking their college plans. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Like a lot of 18-year-olds, Anna Para Jordan can't wait to move out of her parents' house, go to college, move into a dorm, make new friends.
Have my space and be independent.
But now she's not planning to do any of that. Not this fall, anyway.
I'm not going to pay all that money to maybe end up doing courses online and, you know, not being in a class setting.
She had been planning to go to the University of Pittsburgh, which, like most colleges, is saying it hopes to reopen in the fall. But she's just not willing to take the risk of possibly starting college from her bedroom at her parents' house.
Like, absolutely not. I refuse. If I can prevent that from happening, I'm going to.
So she's taking a gap year and hoping to get a job or an internship, maybe even travel when things start to open up. One in six students who had planned to go to college full-time in the fall have decided not to, according to a recent study from education consultants Art and Science Group. Others are thinking differently about where they want to go, mostly for financial reasons.
It's less about, am I going to college, but it's comparing colleges and saying, what's the return?
Jeff Fuller is director of college counseling at Strake Jesuit College Preparatory, a boys' high school in Houston. And he's seeing a lot of students decide to stay closer to home this year or go to state schools instead of private ones.
Students or families looking at it from the lens of, should I pay $40,000 or more for this education when there's a school that's offering me a just as good education, but a fraction of the cost?
That is exactly what Sage Segura was trying to figure out. Whether it was worth it to go to his first-choice school, Loyola Marymount in L.A., or whether he should go to the University of California, Riverside, for about $15,000 less a year.
I was kind of freaking out about this whole thing.
Because of the money. His grandmother, who's raising him, is a hairdresser, and she hasn't been able to work since March.
This is making it a little bit harder for us to figure out how we're going to pay first year's tuition and things like that.
Going to UC Riverside would be a lot cheaper.
But my grandma and I were having this talk about I lost like the most important months of senior year.
And she did not want him to lose out on going to his first choice college, too.
She wants it for me just as bad as I do.
So after agonizing until the last possible minute, he finally decided to just go for it. Go to Loyola Marymount, find a way to make it work. He's asking the school for more money, since his grandmother's income has changed. And he figures,
it would almost be like a little bit of a blessing in disguise if they were to just lower the cost and it's online through fall semester.
Two-thirds of students say they'd expect to pay less if classes are entirely online, according to that Art and Science Group study. But even that wouldn't be enough to make Anna Para Jordan want to start college remotely.
I would really rather not have my freshman year end up like my senior year did.
It's just been hard, she says, to miss out on so many things she'd been looking forward to, like prom and graduation, and starting college. But that, at least, she will get to do eventually.
I know I will go to college. Like, I will go at some point.
And she's confident that some point will be next year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
For more on COVID-19, Marketplace has launched a 10-minute daily Make Me Smart with Kai Rizdahl and Molly Wood to help make today make sense. Subscribe to the Make Me Smart feed wherever you get your podcasts.